Good afternoon, folks. It's been a very long time since I've done one of these. And the reason I've picked it up again is I happen to listen to someone else doing a ramble on their profile. I actually really... And you know who you are, because you'll probably be listening to this. I really enjoyed listening to him ramble on about whatever he had to say. And I used to do these quite a lot. And these, for those of you who followed me from my old Reddit account, know that I used to do them in the car on the way to work. Unfortunately, I'm neither at work nor am I in my car. I've had a migraine that's kind of lasted a couple of days. So I'm currently lying in bed recording this. And this is going to be without tunes as well, because my head really can't take a lot of music at the moment. And apologies if you can hear air conditioning and a fan in the background. I need the cool air on my face. But you didn't tune in to listen to me go on about my woes. I actually do have a topic I wanted to talk about. Sort of controversial, maybe not. For those of you who spend any time backstage, you will have noticed a little post by one of the mods on 1st of April I can't even remember his exact words, but essentially he was saying that all vanilla content would be moved to Pillow Talk Audio. I read it and I thought, well, first of all, he's not written that very well. Because grammatically it wasn't correct, which, you know, for those of you who know me, spelling and grammar in a written form sort of bugged me. If you're going to write something, at least go to the trouble to write it properly. Anyway, I digress. And I read it and I thought, I bet this is an April Fool's joke. So I immediately popped off to go and have a quick word with one of my friends who happens to be a mod on GWA. Sorry. I said it was on backstage, it wasn't. It was actually on GWA itself. So why not? And I said, please tell me this is April Fool's. It took him a while to get back to me, but he basically said, seems like it. So I kind of ignored it and thought, well, that wasn't particularly funny. And so I was kind of hoping to see a post a bit later in the day saying, April Fool's, ha ha ha. But in the meantime, a good chunk of, not good chunk, but I suddenly saw a number of posts, one on Backspace, one on Backstage, one on Pillow Talk, and I think there was a third one somewhere else, basically saying, I've seen the post, what's going on, this is terrible. And of course, it encouraged everybody to chime in. And I added my 2 cents worth, which was basically saying, I've spoken to a mod and it is, in fact, a joke. And I was somewhat heartwarmed to find that a few people actually agreed with me, because my sort of comment was, it's either a really crap decision poorly executed or it's a joke very badly told. And I wasn't the only one who actually thought that way. As I think it was Mary Bellows pointed out that it's a kind of a shame that it takes an issue for the vanilla community to kind of, I don't know, get talking. So again, for those of you listening who don't know, there's kind of two sort of distinct communities on Jitterbug Way. There's the kink community, which itself is actually pretty tight-knit. As was pointed out, they are pretty active and have no troubles communicating with each other. But the vanilla community, which I am a part of, I would say, I'll get to that in a minute, is kind of, I don't know, I've come across this myself. The view is that you really shouldn't be on GWA because there's a view that if you don't have a kink, therefore, you know, what the hell you're doing here. I think anything to do with sex is on a spectrum from pure vanilla all the way up to pure kink, I suppose. And it's just a flavour, I suppose. And wherever you fit on the spectrum is what you are. There's no right or wrong in these things. But somehow if you're vanilla, it's seen, unlike real life, you're seen as being a bit odd. And there's actually also quite a demand for vanilla style audios and things like that. People actually do want to hear that type of thing. Me included. But I suspect, so talking about myself, I would have described myself as a fairly vanilla style person. But, you know, being on GWA and exploring some of my sexual expression and desires, some of the things I like and that turn me on certainly would never be described as vanilla. And I think with respect to me, I wouldn't like to even put a label on my tastes and desires, mainly because they vary depending on my mood. They vary on my mood, like everything. I don't like to just do one thing, just like my audio. I've got ramble faps, improvs, script fills. I've got SFW stuff in my profile because I like variety. I'm a person who's easily bored with things. If I had to do one kind of audio all the time, trust me, it would get boring for all of you who had to listen to it. So I do things based on how I'm feeling at the time and my mood and, well, I don't know. It's more of an instinctive thing. I like doing the SFW stuff, I've got to admit. It's satisfying to me. The whole purpose of me doing audio is to entertain myself and others. And I like to think I do a pretty good job of that. Even if I just get one comment, someone who comes back and says, I loved that, that was great, then I feel like my job, that the purpose of the audio has been achieved. That's the reason I do audio. And I realise not all the listeners on my profile are going to necessarily like all the stuff that I do. My response to that is basically, suck it up. Because, I'm here first and foremost for myself. And yes, I like to entertain, but I'm not here to entertain a group of people. So anyway, I'm digressing, which is what I always do. My mind wanders and the words just come out. The purpose, I actually wanted to talk about what people found funny or not, because interestingly enough, I had the said mod who actually responded to one of my comments, which was something along the lines, intelligent people would have got the joke, which, you know, really, really riled me up, because I'm far from being dumb. I'm very intelligent. I'm very smart. I'm also very emotionally intelligent too. I did not take kindly to being told that if you didn't find it funny, you therefore are dumb. So I sort of responded back, and eventually said mod did a mea culpa and said he'd misjudged the community, which he had. But then another tosser, and I can't even remember his name. If I could be bothered, I would have looked it up and actually mention it. Said that anyone with a calendar and a sense of humour would have got the joke. You know, my view is if you have to explain the joke, it's not funny. And actually making comments like that is not helpful to the community. It actually just goes to show that you're actually out of touch with what people think, because the reason people got upset was they already feel excluded to some extent from GWA because they like to see vanilla things. And I've even seen comments where people said, can we have the non-king stuff moved? It's not the first time that has come up. So the very fact that someone could make an April Fool's joke out of it just sort of tapped into a whole heap of insecurities that were already existing. I think it just shows that the mod that did it actually misjudged what people were thinking and feeling. And it actually made me realise that GWA itself, there's no real forum other than backstage for actually talking about what do you think and feel and things like that. Which means I'm actually thinking about creating a backstage post on this to get some thoughts and views of what people think. As I said, pretty interactive. I like getting to know people, like chatting to people. I feel like a part of this community, as weird and as crazy and nuts as it is sometimes. I do feel like I'm part of a community. And not everybody sort of comes along to GWA and wants to be a part of the community. They just want to listen to their audio, get off, move on. Not me. And I don't know why that is. I don't really sort of haven't really analysed it too much, but I will say that for an online community, I've ended up with some really close friends. These are people who know things about me that no one else in the world knows about. People I can tell anything to. It's the first time I've ever felt I could be myself. But anyway, I don't want to go on too much about that, because I'll then kind of undo what I want to do on backstage. The other point I wanted to touch on was actually talking about harassment. I am going to say something, I don't know if it's controversial, but I'm going to take not an opposite view, but actually point out, you start talking about harassment and the immediate assumption by everybody is it's guys harassing girls. I would say in probably about 80-85% of the case that might be. I don't have any stats to back that up, that's just my instinct. But I will say, it is not just guys who harass. I've seen firsthand a group of girls harass a boy to the point he left Reddit. Why he didn't do anything, he felt that was the easiest way out. And it did make me wonder whether actually the harassment of girls towards guys is actually a lot higher, because guys on the whole are unlikely to complain to Reddit or a mod about harassment. They will just leave. Whereas when girls get harassed, they in the main have no problems about, I say in the main because some of them do, about complaining, doing something about it. So it's made me wonder if this is a unreported thing. And I only just want to talk about that to actually bring some balance. Being a female performer on GWA, my experience might be different to most. I have been on the receiving end of harassment, not because of my gender, I have you know, it was someone who didn't take kindly to being booted off a server that I run. And unfortunately for me, this is someone who is a serial harasser and has actually gone to a lot of trouble, and a lot of trouble to upset and harass people and girls right across Reddit. He himself has been banned, but he's not averse to setting up 3 or 4 new accounts just to harass people. So I've been on the receiving end of that. I've also, I don't even know whether to talk about this, but I might mention it in passing. I've also been sort of on the peripheries of a user who died, in inverted commas, went to a lot of trouble to set up his death, upset a lot of people by dying. I need to come back a month later. I have never heard of anything so ridiculous in all my life, but it's quite common, I've since found out. This person has since died. He's moved on. He's closed his account, cleared everything out. But I suspect he's going to be back. He will miss the adulation and the kudos. Yeah, that was weird. Very weird. So, yes, I have had cases where I have felt persecuted, but not because of my gender. In fact, I have received dick pics, unsolicited ones, but that was via Discord, not Reddit. I've actually never received any via Reddit. In fact, I thought there was something wrong with me because I don't get a lot of messages, but I get the odd few where people have somehow listened to my audio and assumed that that's an invitation to send me something. I generally ignore them. But if someone has sent me a message, I generally do reply. But I did get my first unsolicited video, which kind of blew me away, because what kind of person just sends a video link? I opened it because I was curious. It was a very interesting video. It actually made me laugh. I don't think that was his desired intent. And I responded saying, interesting angle. And then he sent me a picture, and I went, oh, nice picture. And then I was sort of being sort of commenting from an intellectual perspective. And then he said, you know, is it turning you on? I said, Jalene, I said, no. And then I said, why would you send me this? And he said, because I'm young and I don't know what to talk to you about. Turned out this dude was 19 and a virgin. So he said, and I said, essentially, you need to go and brush up on your chat to girls skills, because sending them random video and pics is not the way to get girls to talk to you. Which is why I put on the bottom of all my audios, all comments are welcome, but I will respond if you're polite and respectful. I think it's a fair request to ask. You can say what you like, but if you're respectful and polite about it, then it'll get you a hell of a lot further with me. And I'm lucky. I have been lucky. Unlike other users I know, I haven't had, too many hassles about being a girl. Makes me unusual. I suspect that's because my audios are at the lower end of the listen count spectrum. I'm an active person, but I don't pump out a lot of audios, and I suspect my stuff is more niche rather than something. You know, I'm not like some of the users I know get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of upvotes, and they've got lots of followers. I don't fit into that category, nor do I want to, for that matter. I don't want to be one of these users who has lots of fawning followers. I don't see myself in that way. I like people who appreciate what I do, but my ego isn't such that I need a lot of people telling me. As I said before, just one comment will make my day and I'll be happy. So I live for the one comment. If I get more than that, you know, happy days. And I usually always get one comment, because one of my listeners will say something. Or sometimes it's private. They're fine too. So how long have I been reading? Oh, see, 22 minutes, see? I was only going to talk for 10. I've talked for 22 minutes. Okay, well, I'm going to finish this now and say adios. What's goodbye in French? God, I can't remember the French for goodbye. I'm going to say bon nuit, but that's good night. And bonsoir is good afternoon. And I was going to say goodbye in Norwegian, but I'd need to look that up. So I'm sorry, I'm just going to say, because it's about 20 to 5 here in the afternoon. And I actually need to go and eat. I haven't eaten all day. So I'm feeling a little bit, yeah, as you can imagine. I hope you enjoyed this. I know one person will be listening to this because I listen to his. I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble on about stuff. And in closing, I'll say this. I have also done a ramble without actually swearing. Another one of my listeners might be impressed by that. So, good night, motherfuckers. See, I got one in. Stay happy. Stay tuned for more excitement from me. Bye-bye.